It's back to the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
I got 800 miles of open border right outside my door. There's Minutemen in little pickup trucks who've declared their own dang war. Now the government wants to build a barrier like old Berlin, 8 feet tall. But if Uncle Sam sends the illegals home, who's gonna build the wall? Who's gonna build the wall?
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. So I'm sure you've heard we're building a big, beautiful, tremendous wall. It's going to be beautiful, and the Mexicans are going to pay for it. I'm sure you've heard that, right? In fact, we're going to pay for it with maybe a 20% tariff, maybe not. Maybe. You know, we haven't decided yet. But most certainly, you know, eventually, some point down the road, they're going to pay for it, which is just kind of ridiculous. And it's not surprising to me that the Mexican president said, you know what, we're not coming to visit you. We're going to stay home. I'm expecting, you know, retaliatory tariffs to come back and forth. But here's the thing. Here's the question. Are tariffs a bad thing? Is this a good idea, bad idea? Here to help us wade through some of it, I've asked our good friend Mateus Vernango, professor of economics at Bucknell University, also a fantastic blogger, tremendous blogger, a brilliant blogger over at nakedkeynesianism.blogspot.com. Mateus, thanks for taking time for us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's going to be tremendous, this interview.
So here's the thing. I mean, they floated the idea of a 20% tariff. They floated this concept, then immediately kind of walked back from it. But when I first heard it, my first thought was, is this the death of the neoliberal trade agenda? Is this the death of open borders? Are we going back to kind of having barriers again? And is that possible?
Oh, so, yeah, your reaction was the same as mine. And I think that there are two things are important in this. So let me, before I get to your question, which I think is a very important one, are we seeing the end of neoliberal free trade sort of policies? Certainly the discourse is that. But I think what happened here was a mix-up. It was hard because they concealed the whole thing. It was not evident. So the reason why they first said very clear, they didn't call it a tariff, you know, which is funny. You know, almost nobody called it a tariff. They said it's a 20% tax on Mexican imports, which is a tariff.
Right.
You know, just thinking about it.
That's where my mind went right there.
Yeah, exactly. Mine too. And I thought, oh, great. So NAFTA is gone. And by the way, this runs afoul of the WTO rules and something will happen to the WTO, man, you know? So I thought that was my first reaction. Then it hit me that when they backtracked. So I got home and, you know, CNN had this thing saying, oh, no, you know, they backtracked. And then it hit me, this is not about tariffs. This was about cutting taxes for corporations. So what these guys, the tax plan, you know, and this is not even Trump's tax plan. It's the congressional Republicans, it's Ryan's tax plan. Plans for eliminating the corporate income tax and to substitute it with essentially with a sales tax, a national sales tax of 20%. They call this thing instead of a sales tax, they have sort of a cute name for it, whatever, you know, sort of a destination-based cash flow tax. And then there is a weird acronym for this, DBCFT. So the plan is, you know, it was there way before Trump, I suppose. It's just to make us a tax haven. So corporations, you know, supposedly they say we have a very high tax, you know, corporate income tax rate, and that's why corporations leave the country, and that's why we're not growing. So we're going to make it a huge tax haven, so they will come back and we'll have investment and growth and all of those good things. Yeah, you keep waiting. And on the other side, they're going to slap a tax on everybody. And why would that be a tax on imports? Because stuff that is sold here is taxed. So Mexican imports will be taxed, but also whatever, Canadian, you know, products and, you know, Chinese products, so wherever they come. But they also got out of this the notion that I'm going to build a wall and, oh, you see, I'm going to make them pay because I'm going to tax their imports. But they're going to tax everybody.
Interesting.
It's a regressive tax on consumption. So I think that they were using a gimmick. You know, they were covering, you know, what they were trying to do, which is they're going to try to, make a very regressive tax reform. And they were disguising this as a discussion of for which I don't think there is any support. If people understand a regressive tax cut, they're not for that. But people might be, some people might be for some sort of tariff and for some sort of, rolling back of neoliberal trade policy. So that's the second part. So would it be good if we had this rolling back of neoliberal trade policy? Sure. I mean, I think free trade has been bad for the working class in the U.S., has been bad for the working class in Latin America, Mexico, and in many countries in the world. So it's not just a question of, globalization has favored corporations. So it's not that income inequality increased in the U.S. Income inequality increased over the board, almost all over the world,
right,
with globalization. So this has been good for the wealthy and corporations and has been terrible for working class people around the globe. So from that point of view, that would be good. Mind you, the specifics of how much a tax, an import tax on Mexico would bring back manufacturing jobs, that's open to discussion. So I'm not very keen on the notion that a more depreciated dollar or that, significant tariffs will make a huge difference with respect to trade with China or Mexico and whatnot. As I told you, I think that that's going to be hard. Some of those jobs were lost, and it's very hard to rebuild those things, in particular because, even with those things, wages in some of these other, countries are really too low for us to compete.
Exactly. But here's the thing, and this is where, I keep saying, that's probably all gone. We're probably never going to see those jobs come back. But the new jobs, the new things, the new innovations, those things, we want to keep that here. And maybe the idea of having tariffs, and again, I would love the idea of capital borders so you don't have hot money flying all over the world. Maybe that will help keep some things here, or is that just pipe dreaming?
No. That's exactly right. So my point is, that's why you want to roll back. And I think that there might be some rollback of this, because globally, there are lots of people that don't want this, and Trump may give some cover to those kinds of things. I mean, the Doha round in the WTO is completely stopped, and several developing countries, China, India, Brazil, up to before the sort of disguised coup that we had when we had a left-of-center government, all of those countries were relatively against furthering this sort of neoliberal globalization. So that's all good, and I agree with you. But then what you need, and here's where Trump will fail us, so to speak. So, yes, you need the industrial policies. Yes, you need to try to get the manufacturing job, the good jobs here, and having some degree of control of what you're doing is an important thing. But then you have to strengthen labor here. Then you have to have the unions. Then you have to have the regulations on corporations. Then you have to have, the increasing in minimum wages, increasing the average wages. You have to have, also, as you said, a control on capital flow. So the way of dealing with the tax havens, corporations go abroad, say Apple goes to Ireland not to pay taxes. The way to solve this is not saying, oh, you don't need to pay taxes here. We're going to charge your consumers by, having a sales tax. The way to do this is having an international organization clamping on tax havens all over so that they don't do that abroad. So we're not going to play that game and, force them to pay taxes wherever they go. That's they have to pay their fair share, that's the sort of dealing with that. So I agree with you. It would be good, and thinking in those terms is sort of an important thing. What I'm suggesting here is that, like when he said the other week that we want healthcare for everybody and pharmaceutical firms are getting away with murder, all things that are true. That doesn't mean that necessarily he intends to do the right policies. And in this case, although he has a rhetoric that is clearly populist and pro-workers, or that would seem, and against free trade, that might not have been the actual reasons behind. Again, one can sort of, Democrats can certainly pick on this and say, yes, we want to revise NAFTA and we want to think about possibilities of reintroducing tariffs here and there on certain, industrial policy meant that you don't have to have all the tariffs go up and close the economy and decide that that would be complex at any rate, but and would, we would have WTO sort of rules that would be used against the U.S. and some retaliation, as you notice in the introduction. But certain amount of industrial policy can be done, and certain wedges can be put and to favor certain kinds of jobs that we want to keep here.
Yeah, but I want to go back to the 20% tax for a second, because, or as I call it, the tariff and all of that. Your take on it is I think, spot on. The idea, because immediately right after you heard them saying, well, not so much, we want to have, this reduction in corporate rates. And, again, as I was reading through that, I'm thinking, wow, massive redistribution of wealth, again, upward. So, I want people to take away from this, that this trial balloon that they threw out there was really to get us to be against the idea of the of a tax on us, but to pitch the idea of lowering corporate taxes. Am I putting that the right way?
Yeah, that's it. That's they were disguising a topic that is very unpopular. I don't think any single working class person that voted for Trump, because they are angry that the last 30 years have not been good with them, because the Democrats to some extent embraced neoliberal policies of free trade and whatnot, have sort of abandoned them. All of these people don't want higher taxes, lower taxes for the wealthy, and a national sales tax. But again, they would be for, as you said, they would be for some tariff on imports. They would be for protecting their jobs. So they were disguising a very unpopular sort of topic as something that could be sold to the American public. This is very dangerous. These are people that are lying openly. So they've been saying that
they're not lying, Mateus. They're not lying. They just have alternative facts.
Well, it is alternative facts.
Just think if someone
came
to you
with alternative interpretation of the facts, but this is a notch above and beyond the normal sort of interpretation of
that. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy stuff. But, at the end of this, to me, I look at what Trump's at least putting outward to everyone, and it's stuff that I've been talking about. So he's doing, I think, a masterful job of dividing even the people who are the resistance, the people who are against him. Because, look, on the economic front, I wanted to see NAFTA. I want to see NAFTA renegotiated. I want to see trade policy that's going to balance our trade. Look, I'm a protectionist. I'm not an isolationist. When I leave the house, I lock the door. I don't have a giant moat around my house. The idea is that you protect what you have at home, but you still deal with other people. I like that. I think it's
sure,
a good idea.
No, and he met with union leaders this Monday, so he's making a clear effort to entice working class people and to suggest that he's on their side. That's why I think that this is very dangerous. The stuff he was doing was not evidently, they showed their hand, so to speak. We saw what they were trying to do, I think, in this thing. Although that's not evident in the coverage of it.
Yeah.
That what they were trying to do was not necessarily end free trade, wink, wink. We're trying to get, corporate taxes to zero and to slap you with a sales tax. And that's the, and that's the ulterior motive. In the process, I think, and by the way, I do think that he on some level also thinks that globalization has gone too far and that some of this has to be rolled back. So I expect to have that kind of effect. So I think we're on that path, that to some degree, at least we're not going to have further globalization. So we certainly are not signing TPP, and there will be some renegotiation of NAFTA. I don't know exactly what. But I think that this is going to happen. The question is that doesn't per se guarantee that workers will win with this new negotiation. So we have to be careful. We have to be watching what they're doing. And to the extent that these renegotiations are just new ways of weakening the labor force and redistributing income upwards, we should resist.
And that's the message out of all this. Mateus, I appreciate you taking some time sharing the message. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, man.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Lock us up. We cannot give.